Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. Well, this is something a little bit different. Firstly, I'm Stu. I'm the kind of best one out of Chris and Stu. Chris can't be bothered to be here today. He's probably snowboarding the reality is he's currently spending a little bit of time trying to kind of have some last moments with his foreskin before his upcoming circumcision. So it's not for me to come between a friend and their foreskin. So it's just a little bit of final bit of bonding before off it goes. So anyway, this episode today, this is a Patreon episode, and we put these out every Wednesday. But what we're doing this week is every day we're releasing what we think is a really fun episode that we've put out on Patreon, and we're putting it out for you lot for free. So essentially you get to experience what Patreons get every week. And then hopefully the plan is when we sat down around a big table and chairs, top floor of a really posh central London office, like looking out over the Thames. Me and Chris were in suits, our hair slicked back, having one of our very intense marketing meetings. At one point, I threw a glass of whiskey at him. It got really fucking heavy. But that's what happens when your co-host still thinks it's funny to photograph, to photocopy his testicles and distribute those images. So what we're hoping is, from that marketing meeting, is that if we give you 5 episodes for free and give you a real insight as to what you get each week on Patreon, then ideally you'll come over and become a patron and join the family. And I say join the family, and that sounds really sinister, but there is a lovely community over there, and you know, you can be as involved in that as you want, or you can just enjoy the episodes. And what you also get on Patreon, let's break that down. So on Patreon you get another episode every Wednesday. You also get to watch all the episodes. We put all the videos of every episode we do up on the Patreon page, and it's like a Facebook page, really. So we post pictures on their videos, episodes, and then there's comments below, and then all of the Patreons comment and chat. And this has then since created WhatsApp groups, and they all go out and they go to comedy nights together and all sorts of stuff. It's a really lovely little family over there. But not all Patreons are involved in that. Some just go for the content. And so yeah, I guess that's all I wanted to say, really. But you can find out about Patreon. It'll be in the show notes, but it's Patreon, patreon.com/hardcore listing. So go over there. There's a video over there of me, Pip, Gal Porter, talking about what you get if you sign up. And it doesn't cost a lot of money, and you can stop it at any given point. But you'd be really helping support the podcast and help us kind of, you know, pay for all the bits and pieces that we have to do to give you 2 episodes every week. Anyway, enough waffle from me. Let's really lower the tone now with some piss poor waffle and drivel. Please enjoy your free Hardcore Listing Patreon episode.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing.
the podcast.
Christopher!
Hello, Patreons, and welcome to our fifth anniversary special. I'm Stu Whiffin, and that little trumpet in the background comes from the sweet, pretty little mouth of... You got a real pretty mouth.
I like that little trumpet. That can be your new...
that's your grinder profile.
Name for me. hello, Christopher Glasson. Yeah, tis I. It's been 5 years, Stewie.
5 years? Like, it's weird because, like, not that it interfered at all, but you kind of forget the COVID years, don't you? I know COVID's still around. But those years of lockdown, they just seem to sort of just be removed from the calendar. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, well, it's weird. I was listening to Jack Slack, his podcast, the other day, and he's just like, yeah, finally went on holiday after 3 years. And it's like, yeah, like we didn't do anything for like 2 to 3 years. There was this weird smidge in our history. But obviously it was a real big deal. And then as soon as the Ukraine war happened, the media decided it weren't as big a deal as maybe they were making it at points. Which is like, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have all got vaccinated. I'm just saying the media's a slippery old devil.
Oh, and it just.
And it just. But
if you want your media, if you want your real media, you want your real chat, you need to listen to two fucking idiots on a podcast called Hardcore Listening. You can subscribe because there's 5 years worth of this shit.
You want to get your real facts.
Exactly.
You listen to us. No guesswork.
Stone cold facts.
All filler, no killer.
Yeah.
Other
way, mate.
So this is going to be a Patreon episode, right? I'm assuming. Yeah. Sweet.
Should we get a word from our sponsors?
Yeah.
Okay, first up, we have a brand new message from our sponsor, love-beer.co.uk. Charles says, we're delivering to home and office bars in and around London, including Essex, Kent, Hertfordshire and more.
We're a one-stop shop for everything you need to pour a beer at home, from installation of the equipment through to delivering kegs straight to the bar.
This year, with rugby and World Cups, we're also developing our hire equipment with a quick and easy-to-use solution to have kegs at home. For about $3.20 a pint, we can install a keg with all the equipment you need to pour beer for up to 2 weeks.
Yes, all the equipment we provide can dispense up to 2 kegs at the same time. So if you wanted a lager on one of my amazing craft beers we featured previously on the podcast, then the per pint cost will be even lower, and the equipment we use will keep it pouring properly for the full 2 weeks without you having to do a thing.
The only thing you have to do is go to love-beer.co.uk.
Bangboomcreative.com. That's where you need to go for the very best in film, photography and production work.
Absolutely. Handsome Luke and his team over at Bang Boom have been proud sponsors of ours for bloody ages.
Yeah, and we can tell you two things about them. Number one, their stuff is excellent. They work for massive global brands, charities and companies of all shapes and sizes.
The content they create does really, really deliver. We've done shoots with Luke. Loads of the people, our partners over at The Network and our mates have done shoots with Luke. Always banging and they're always getting results.
Yes. And number two, they're just bloody nice to work with. The team at Bang Boom always give it their all. The business ethics are sound and they're a bunch of warm, proper, decent people.
So if you need some great visuals from a truly excellent company, check out bangboomcreative.com. Sponsors of Hardcore Listing. The world can seem like a strange and sometimes dangerous place. With Samet Academy helping you with your martial arts training, you can always feel safe. Dangerous loners are everywhere. They come across as harmless board game geeks or indie music fanatics, but the reality is far more sinister.
Yes. Renzi Simon James has been training karate for over 32 years and teaching for 28. He knows through first-hand experience that martial arts can give you the stress release you've been looking for. It can teach you life lessons along with fitness and, more importantly, peace. At Sama, he teaches karate, kickboxing, tai chi and MMA to all ages, from children as young as 4 to the very elderly, even Stu.
What? Aside from that, he also teaches ladies self-defense, self-defense courses, team building courses, corporate training days, apprenticeships to become a martial arts instructor for SAMA.
Yeah, he even teaches a parent and baby self-defense course. That's defense while carrying your child, not defense against maniacal murder babies, because we all know there's no defense against them. So go hit Simon up at sammer-academy.co.uk. There you have it, the sponsoroonies. And we decided, as it's the fifth year, we would do for you listeners, for you, for the real gang, top fives in the fifth year. Not in the fifth year, across the 5 years.
I want to say something about the word meta, right? But I don't really know what meta means.
Go on then, you try, and then we'll correct you.
Is that meta, the fact that we're doing top fives?
In a way, yeah, I'd say.
What's meta mean?
Meta is kind of like if you're in your meta. So let me put it in the let me put it in a way that you'll understand.
Stone Age.
You've started a Blood Bowl league, right? And in your meta, a lot of the players like to play orcs. So within your Blood Bowl league, say there's a league of 12 of you, your meta is orcs and Skaven. You know what Skaven are, the rat men. And then therefore you know that in order to be successful in that league,
you've been speaking for about 11 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And I'm already thinking I'd hate to play that game because I went on to Twitch and I saw you and Pip looking like a pair of fucking dweebs just sitting there with your toys. Mm. Yeah, and I was just thinking, oh, they're thinking about this. And I was just thinking, I know I'd spoil it if I was there because obviously I was coming round and I just thought, I'm going to leave it because I don't want to turn up there because they're enjoying themselves. And all I want to do is get one of them little men and go and like knock a load of stuff over. And I know that'd really fucking mess with the fact that you have to ensure that it's boring all the time.
Well, Pip was giving it the big one, like, oh, I don't care. Like, Chris takes ages on his decisions. So I just don't care about the outcome of this. And that's why he got spanked.
Look how fucking pleased you are, you sad little man.
He might have won some awards.
Still going.
Points.
Still going.
Two of his orcs died. Two. We weren't even through the first half. Oh, Stuart, it's brilliant. Anyway.
Oh, fucking hell.
Meta. Yeah, it's basically within your group, what are the trends? So for a top five, top fives is quite meta for us because we do top fives and we're doing a top five of top fives on our fifth year. So it all feels a bit like apt and within our own meta, I guess. So yeah, I guess broadly speaking, that would apply there, mate. Yeah.
Cool. Right. So we've got 5 years of episodes. I've not gone on Patreon ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've just gone on the main releases.
I've gone on Acast, and to stop any of the MSC getting angry or jealous, I've not done any listener top fives either.
Okay, that's wise. That's wise.
Because we know what they're like now. I'm seeing MSC signs appearing on walls now. So
it's
that's
weird,
getting
man.
Worrying.
It's weird.
And a couple of the gang watched the Blood Bowl. So, anyway.
There's more MSC outings, I hear. The rumours are coming through. They're
catching
up again.
I hope I can make one of them if they'll let me.
I'm not sure you're invited.
Okay, fair enough.
But, and we need to do a live hangout, perhaps next week.
Yeah.
We've got to get one in this month because we ain't done one.
Yeah, no, that works. I can do a live hangout next week. Yeah, that'd be lovely, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, loves.
Right, so top five. So we've got, I think we're probably not shy of, what, nearly 400?
266 episodes, I think it is, of actual episodes.
Is that all? Really?
What do you mean is that all? Yeah, but some were split down into parts.
Ah.
Yeah, so the first year we did a lot of two-parters in particular. And that doesn't include, just think we've got pretty much that many in Patreon
349
episodes,
Hardcore Listing.
Yeah, but 266 individual genres, actual top fives.
I don't believe you. I think that's guesswork.
And also, actually, there might be a couple more because of the live shows, but I think they were considered as episodes.
All right.
But okay. You going first? I haven't got an order because I just love all these. And there's just so many.
All right, go on then.
I was going through it and I was just like, wow, these are all just really great top fives. Would you like to go first or would you like me to go first?
You can go first. Go on, mate.
Top five MCs with Huey from the Fun Loving Criminals.
Oh, well, I considered that.
I just think that because I used to love hip hop anyway. One.
Don't like it anymore.
Great choice. We fell out.
Okay.
Just talking about wet ass pussies all the time now. No, actually, to be fair, I quite like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. So, so yeah, basically, I loved hip hop. Love Fun Loving Criminals at the time when I was a massive hip hop fan as well. So then to then have Huey say, let's do that, who was an absolute hero of mine. And to go and meet him in the most the cool,
yeah,
a really cool
that
venue.
Was swanky, wasn't it, man?
Yeah, I mean, like top five MCs in and of itself with Huey was brilliant. You know, it was a really great choice, and I'm really trying to focus so more on the choice of top five. But I can't ignore how cool it was when he was like, "Come and meet me," and it was this like super swanky West London hotel.
Yeah,
and we were just went down in this club and recorded one, just so Huey.
Yeah, and brilliant.
What a night! What a dude Huey is. Like, he's a real man, isn't he? Like what I mean by that is, he's just got lovely balls.
He's hot balls, hot balls.
He's just a cool dude. He's on the level. He's kind. He's generous. He's fucking witty. He's
smart.
Knowledgeable. He's just what a human being who's engaged in their life. I think, you know, it's something to aspire to. Yeah, so I thought Huey was just an absolute ledge. And he picked a lot of good MCs. I mean, I'd struggle if I could tell you all his entire top five.
Yeah, it was great, absolutely great. It I wasn't as big a fan of the Fun Loving Criminals as you, but I was always a fan of Huey. Yeah. I always just thought he was a dude. His radio show's incredible, and yeah, it was just brilliant to go and hang out with him. We've been so lucky, you know, as I'm sure we're going to discuss in this podcast, how many people we've got to meet up with. And, you know, there's one on here that I'm going to talk about that's a complete hero of mine and got to meet him. It's not Pip. It was really, it was really cool. And I think it was about a month later, we went away for my birthday. Can you remember? And when we all went away to Norfolk.
Oh, my God.
And we was driving to the escape room, and I don't know if Pip had messaged him, but we was in the car listening to Huey on Six Music, and then all of a sudden he plays Eggman by the Beastie Boys and dedicates it like for my birthday, and it was like, what a fucking cool dude, man. And proper made my day. It was like, you meet these people, and obviously we've met him a couple of times at Lizards, I think we've just been lucky. Bar the one episode, everybody that's been on this podcast has been completely delightful.
Yeah. I think it's one or two episodes.
There's the Pip one, and then there's the...
when he came back on.
But yeah, it was, wonderful. Good shout, man. Good shout.
What's your number five, mate?
I might as well get on with a hero one then first. So I'm going to say Frank Bruno.
Oh, wow. That was something else, that was, yeah.
And shout out to Brad. Brad put that together for us. Mm-hmm. And go check out Brad's music, people. I know we haven't...
Smashing it, mate.
Yeah, we haven't...
I was talking to him the other day. Yeah.
We don't sort of do too much with Brad. And obviously, 76 doesn't produce the podcast anymore. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that, they're not part of our lives. They're still our friends and we still hang out and stuff. But they're busy doing their other stuff. Thanks to Brad for, and do you know what? While we're talking 5 years, massive love to 76 and to Brad for all of their work that they put in over the years.
Absolutely.
And obviously we diss him, Pip, but obviously none of this would happen if it wasn't for him. To find out that we was going to go, and fucking hell, it was the same day that we done the shit one as well, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
So
anyone playing Guess Who by this point knows who we're talking about.
But we went and done a one that I think me and Chris were really excited about. But yeah, when we arrived, the person did not seem particularly interested to see us.
Yeah, it's like when you've got a really big wank planned and it all just, you can't get any broadband or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Really disappointing.
I love the fact that when you think tragic or stress or something going wrong, that's your go-to thought.
Do you know what?
That's your benchmark.
Do you know what's stressful? Having a fucking broken collarbone and masturbating. And you might go, well, that's your left arm that affects, and my right hand is free. Yeah, but what happens if my right arm break? Yeah, if my right hand broke down for any reason, I don't have a backup, do I? It's anxiety when I'm masturbating now. I have to be very careful. I've only got one hand. I can't risk that one damaging, so I can't really fully go. You know, I'm only giving it 70%. Sorry, I think we were talking about Frank Bruno.
Yeah, so we then went to, I think it was Age Concern. I've got like a big premises in London. And they've got like a rate. It was Age Concern, wasn't it?
It was Age Concern. I'm just thinking you book it. We booked in Frank Bruno into Age Concern.
But I remember me, you and Brad, I think Brad had drove. And so we drove over to and parked up. And we'd gone into this huge building in London. And they had a radio station upstairs. And as we'd got onto the floor, we was walking, we was taken to this, like Frank was doing a day of media for his book release. And so we got sort of put in this like sort of waiting room, I guess. And as we was walking to it, as we walked past the studio, you had a hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And it was like, fucking hell, that's Frank Bruno. And, you know, everybody loves Frank Bruno because he's Frank. But I'm not saying I love him any more than anyone else. But I'm of an age where, of an age where you know he was the as a boxing fan he was everything, and so to get to shake the hand that spanked Mike Tyson, it was just fucking incredible. And the thing that I took from that more than anything was like there was a moment when I spoke about it before. There's a moment when I asked him about fighting Tyson, and he was so jovial. And I remember him just leaning forward over the desk, and his fight face come on, and he spoke about what was going through his mind. And I thought it was quite terrifying. It was like
absolutely,
and it was like you forget like that you know what mindset these people have to get in to do what they do, and you know there's definitely a switch that they have to, you know, right, it's fight time, this is what happens, and yeah, to see that kind of that switch get flicked, it was like whoa. But
well, do you remember, because I said something and made Brad chuckle, and then Frank went, what are you laughing at?
Yeah.
And he meant it, and it was like, oh my god.
But
I think we all shit ourselves and came at the same time.
But then we'd finished the interview, and we was the last interview of the day. I think it was about 4 o'clock, and he'd been doing press. He'd done like bloody Lorraine or whatever. So he'd been up, and he'd been talking all day. And I think he'd been talking about his book and stuff like that. So, we tried to sort of put some questions to him that were maybe might spark him a little bit rather than, you know, just talking about the same things that he'd probably been talking about to people that didn't really understand that much about his career. So I felt like he was really engaging, but the interview finished and he was like, right, I'm off, lads. And then he mentions, obviously he's a massive advocate of mental health, and obviously, you know, he's had his very well documented struggles, and was talking about medication. And as he walked out the door, for some reason he was still chatting, and you mentioned your dad's medication at the time, and he stopped and come back in the room. And then spoke to you for, you know, another sort of 5-10 minutes about meds, which was like, he didn't need to do that.
No,
you know, it was wrapped. It was time for him to go. But you saw the kindness and the, you know, the interest in, you saw that he's a kind soul at that point.
Absolutely,
it was
you know,
I could just go, oh, yeah, best of luck, mate. I hope he's all right. And he didn't. He come back in and he engaged with you. And I thought that was just like everything you'd want from a human being. And,
yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, Frank Bruno, my number five.
Lovely choice, mate. Lovely choice. Oh, here's one that I really enjoyed. We were talking about conspiracy theories at the start of this podcast. Top 5 CIA operations with Dan Carter.
Yeah, I knew you'd not. I knew you'd pick that one.
I think that was a real laugh. Dan, obviously he's a consummate professional. We've always done well with the radio DJs and how brilliant they've been. You know, they might show in some of yours, but if not, we'll give them a shout out at some other point. But
oh man, I've not gone for Colin Murray. Why didn't I do that?
Yeah, so I thought you might go for Gemma Collins as well. done it again, and I fuck me. What is wrong with me,
Kenny? You fucking idiot!
As soon as it come out, I know I got it wrong. Sorry, Jen.
She only lives around the corner to you.
I know, yeah. Yeah, they were all good. But that Dan was brilliant. Dan was a real fucking, like, and he really was passionate about it as well. He came absolutely prepared to talk about conspiracy theories, well, CIA operations, yeah, and ones that we know have actually come to pass, not just like rampant speculation, ones that have since been, like, you know, been proven. Mm. And, you know, I threw in some other ones in there, like Spy Pigeon and stuff like that. And
he was prepped as well, wasn't he?
He was really prepped. Like, we've had some people who come on really loaded and raring to go. Mm. You know, Matt Stocks has always done great recordings with us. You know, I don't know if he's features, but I nearly put Matt in, especially for his Mickey Rourke top five, because that was phenomenal. I love Matt. I love Matt as a podcaster. I love Matt as a... whatever he does, I think he's super passionate, and that's what we got out of Dan Carter that day as well. Obviously, it probably just pipped it on for me because you know, I have gone through that whole phase of loving that, and you know, there was a long time when I wanted to do a podcast about a game show podcast about conspiracy theories, which never really came to pass for a number of reasons. And Dan was brilliant. Like, I just think he was a good laugh. We chuckled a lot, and, you know, it was just a fascinating subject. Like, who doesn't want to, you know, I don't know, pull the curtain back on looking at all the shady shit that the CIA has done? Yes, that's my number four, mate.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
By number four, I'm going to go for episode 72, which was a two-parter.
Oh, yeah.
Top five things I like with photographer Dean Chalkley.
Oh, that was such a good one.
We
sounded so broad when he gave us that as a top five. And yet it was very specific.
Yeah. I knew Dean a little, and because he's from Southend, and he's a few years older than me, Dean, but he's one of the most famous music photographers in the world currently. And he's such a nice guy. He's so bloody lovely. He came and met us. We recorded that one at the Toothbrush, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we sat there for, I reckon, close to 2.5 hours. And Dean, all of his things that he liked to do were very creative.
Yeah.
And he backed it up with fascinating anecdotes and stories. And it was just like, it was one of the ones that when I left, I felt inspired.
Absolutely, and I felt like he was like a fully formed human being as well. Like, you know, he had a very good, like, unlike me. Look, I was saying to Shu when we started the video, I looked like a sketch of a human being today. And Dean was like, got his style, his look, what he's passionate about, and that's a really cool thing to see. And he was just such a nice dude as well. And what, to have taken photographs of fucking absolutely every musician of our era.
Yeah. Like,
spanning every generation, really, most generations that are still alive.
100%.
You know, he's not 100%. Taking photos of many coffins. Yeah, he was wicked. What a lovely bloke. I get Dean back on. Absolutely, I get all his people back on, to be fair.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, go check out Dean's photography. Just go on Instagram and put Dean Chalkley, from Liam Gallagher to Amy Winehouse, to like literally everyone. And his photos are brilliant. He's made some amazing short films as well. There's one called, I think it's called Young Souls. It's only like a 10-minute short film about a Northern Soul Club, and it's fucking awesome. Yeah, he's just a dude, and to this day, he'll still send me a message saying, I've got a little exhibition on, like, I'd love to, you know, come down, love to catch up with you, and he's always like, yeah, just a real kind soul. So, yeah, go check out that episode if you've not already, episode 72, so it's from a few years back. What's your number three, Willy Yum Yum?
Top, well, that was very, it's as if you knew where I was going
to
go.
Oh, we got the same one.
Top five glimpses of knobs on mainstream movies with Poppy Hillstead.
Oh, no, that's not my one. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was so good.
I don't know. Poppy's just a really, I don't know. She's got a good energy. Yeah. And
she's batshit.
Yeah, it was so funny. Like, great artist. Her hand was in she had a hand in a sling.
Yeah.
So from one wanker to another, you know, we can smell our own. Smell like stale cum. And Poppy, she won't be listening to any of that because she's not one of our listeners. She's just so funny, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was really funny. Obviously, she, I don't know if they're still doing it or she's still doing it, which is Gossip Mongers.
No.
Which has had me...
No,
it's very, very. Yeah, she's not now.
She does. Obviously, she's now had major success with her own podcast. Poppy Hillstead has entered the room, where she goes into chat rooms under different guises and has these conversations, and then basically converts it into a podcast. It's fucking incredible, and yeah, it's a big podcast now, and yeah, Poppy's just brilliant, like absolutely brilliant. Her artwork is off the scale, absolutely brilliant. But yeah,
loves to draw strange shaped penises. And you know, I'm all about that. I think we love a dick on this this podcast, don't we? And Poppy just really came in with an amazingly
there's a soundbite.
An amazingly meta sort of like thing for us. And yeah, just an absolute who doesn't want to talk about penises that you've seen on films? That's such a top five. That's such a hard. That's a meta top five for hardcore listing there. It's like, it's a little bit crass, you know, a little bit tongue in cheek, a little bit stupid, and plenty opportunities for us to sort of like just talk our usual, you know, bollocks. And with someone who was more than prepared to go there with us as well because of her choice of top five. I do recommend you guys go and check it out. If you need some, you don't want to go on Pornhub. You're a bit bored of that. It's too easy a wank, isn't it?
But completed you
want to, yeah, exactly. If you completed it, but you want a little bit more vintage winkle, go and check out that top five. It's absolutely cracking. And yeah, Poppy was just very, very funny. Yeah, that's it. That's my number three.
Top five sex toys with Alex.
That is on mine at least to mention. I hadn't decided if I was going to slip it in.
So, we met Alex. I don't know if that was the first time we met Alex.
I think it was, yeah.
That one. Obviously, she's been back for live shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She come and done the escape room when we all got together with loads of the guests and went to the big escape room in Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
She's brilliant. Like, ridiculous amounts of energy. Like, so driven. And has had loads of success in the podcast industry. And then becoming not a sex therapist, don't know what you'd call it, a advocate of...
An ambassador.
An ambassador. For Radio 1. So, yeah, it's been amazing watching Alex do her thing.
She does a lot of HIV awareness, doesn't she?
That's right, yeah. But this time she came to the book club in the basement where we are lizards on a Sunday afternoon, I think it was. And we sat down there and she done top five sex toys. And the nature of what Alex does or was doing at that time meant that she's being sent sex toys by you know, a multitude of companies constantly for yeah. review and to talk about on socials and such. And so I'd say on that kind of side of things, I was quite naive, going into that one, quite naive. And I'd like to think that you thought you wasn't, but then when she brought out the array of things, I think we were both out of our depth.
Yourself. Yeah, like, definitely.
I'd never, no pun intended, come across anything like these before. One was like, was it like a Viking egg that you put inside yourself?
It was an alien egg, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. But and then
you,
it was...
it was a tentacle that you put your tentacle up you and then it pushes an egg up inside you. So you can feel like you're getting impregnated by an alien.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, great fun.
Yeah, it weren't like, here's a fucking butt plug. It was way more bananas.
Wasn't there like a job
there wasn't any bananas.
Inside Out that had nails in it or something like that? Was that one of them? I don't know.
I think that's just,
maybe that's just in my cupboard.
That's just floating around in your fucking headspace. but yeah, I mean, I've not listened to that because that was, blimey, that was an early one as well. That was episode 48. But it's a two-parter. So, you know, we've not done many two-parters, have we, like, over the last couple of years? I think we've managed to sort of try and trim it down. But, you know, back then when we'd have guests that really wanted a chat, then we'd let it go. And we have had some amazing ones. And that was definitely one of them. Yeah, top five bizarre sex toys.
Yeah, really funny, brilliant, talented human being is Alex Fox.
And she's a great talker. So if you've not listened to that episode... go back. That's episode 48. Yeah.
Give her a follow on Instagram. She'll learn you something. She will learn you something.
Other than that, if you want to also keep up to speed with places you can go, amazing places you can visit in the world, go and listen to our episode with Gemma Collins because that was brilliant. We recorded that one.
Fucking prick. Gemma Kearney did top five places she'd visited. Yeah. Places she likes.
Yeah.
She
loves. In Margate. We went to Margate to do it.
It's great. It was great. Right, my number two is a twofer. I've got lots of twofers. And I'm really struggling to decide because it's so stacked. I feel like I'm betraying lots of people. Here's one lot of twofers. So a twofer that didn't make... No, I'm going to leave that out. This one is top five supermarkets with Jordan Gray because that day was the day where we had the bee attack.
Yeah.
The wasp spider attack, the bee spider fight.
Yeah.
It was also the day that I showed up after having just given myself a colonic irrigation and I was tripping balls.
Yeah.
And then, but mixed in with that is just Jordan Gray is such a witty, intelligent human being and warm and funny and creative and she's just a powerhouse of creativity, is Jordan. And so she came on to do obviously talk about a very banal subject being supermarkets, but in a way that obviously is that I'm gonna keep saying meta now, in that meta way for hardcore listing where it's, you know, all the stuff that people sometimes we want to talk about the common frustrations that we all have. And Jordan smashed it. But I'm double whammy in that because one of my personal favourites that made me laugh really hard is Top 5 Dumbest Ways to Die with Rhea Lena. And we did them both around the same time. And we've had both Jordan and Rhea on the live show.
Rhea's smashing it, ain't she?
Yeah, good on her. Because she's fucking funny as hell.
She's on Mock the Week all the time now.
Yeah. And she is fucking funny. She deserves that success.
Absolutely.
And top five dumbest ways to die. Oh God, that was so enjoyable. And I think her number one was, just in case you haven't heard it, it involves a dog owner and her dog, and a allergic reaction she discovered when having some alone time with her dog. And it's just fucking mad. I mean that's an incredible top five as well. Yeah. So lucky that you haven't, done that with your dog yet. Or have you? You just don't have an allergic reaction.
None of your business. I mean, shout out, if we're talking about deaths and incredible women that we've had on this podcast, shout out. She's not one of your other ones, is she, in your list?
She nearly made it. She nearly was the number two.
We're going to shout out Ro, yeah?
I know, you know what? I was going to shout out Rogue. But again, that nearly made my top five. Yeah, top
Rogue
five,
Dome, top
final
five.
Destination. Yeah. When you said top fives, that's the first top five I thought of, interestingly enough.
Yeah, it was a cracker, that was. Yeah, go check really out good. That episode with Rowena Alice. Top five final destination deaths. That was lots of fun.
But another one I thought was great was top five death rituals with Phoebe Vincent.
Oh, that was fucking brilliant.
Really good, wasn't it?
Yeah. There's really, really so good. Many.
Yeah.
Right, so is it my number two now?
No, you're number two, you big poo.
Right, okay. There's so many. I'm going to say top five facts about PTSD with Gary Hayes.
Oh, yeah, nice. We're going for a... Yeah, we've kept it very fun and fluffy.
Yeah.
Many of my favourites are the serious ones, you know.
Shout out
that
to,
one,
to Gary cool. Mansfield.
Absolutely.
The one when we first sat down with Gary... and literally got his story was fucking ridiculous. Speaking to, you know, Leon, PC Leon Clad.
Yeah.
Like,
your mate Jag, when he wrote the book about racism he'd faced in like growing up.
So, yeah, just, you know, we've often mentioned that there's obviously, you know, that we're just a pair of idiots, but. We do generally find that we get the most response from people when we have these kind of chats. And so they're few and far between, but we like to think when they happen, we try and make them count. And this one was one of those. It was episode 90, and it's a two-parter. And it had to be a two-parter because there was so much to get through. Gary Hayes was a soldier in the Falklands, in the British Army, and... come back from the Falklands, not with post-traumatic stress disorder, but then went into the British British Rail Police for the London Underground. Worked for the police for the London Underground, and would generally have to kind of deal with suicides on the Underground because. That people would thought because of his background that he'd be able to deal with things like that, which I guess on the face of it he thought he could. And then 7/7 happened, and he was one of the first people to have to be dealing with that. And then he goes into details of what happened in the days that followed that and the temporary morgue that was set up on one of the hottest summers we've ever had, and some of the stuff that he talks about on there. I mean, Gary got very emotional talking on that episode, and understandably so. And then he talks about all of this and then goes, and then I have to just jump on the train and go home and go, hi, honey, I'm home, and be a completely normal functioning human being, which is not possible. No. And so he's PTSD come from working for the emergency services, not for the military. And so he highlights that it's a big misconception that, and it was something that I went into that podcast thinking post-traumatic stress disorder, oh, that's soldiers. And he was quick to say that the biggest sufferers of PTSD are rape victims. And then he also sort of says, like, how many times have you sat in traffic? And this was the thing that really resonated with me. How many times have you sort of sat in traffic and a blue light's gone past you and you think, oh, they're late for their lunch? And he said, you need to think that that ambulance driver, that fireman, that policeman, that policewoman, whatever, is about to pull up at something and potentially see something that will change their life forever. And then they have to go home and go, hi, honey, I'm home. And so he set up PTSD 999, which is an organisation offering support and a charity, obviously, for people in the emergency services that... are trying to live with post-traumatic stress disorder because, you know, it's something you have to live with. It doesn't go away. And, yeah, it was really, really insightful, harrowing, just a really great episode and one that, definitely stuck with me for a long, long time. And one of the other lovely things to come out of that, I mentioned PC Leon McLeod, who's been on a couple of times, and we've been chatting recently as well about coming back on because he's... such a dude. And after hearing that, obviously Leon's really had his struggles after dealing with the bridge attacks. And Leon then reached out to Gary after hearing that and done work with the charity, run the marathon for that charity. Yeah. So, yeah, some beautiful things, you know, can come from me and him talking utter drivel. So, you know, and that was definitely a really lovely thing that come from these people coming on and being so brutally open and honest with two strangers. And so, yeah, big love to everybody that's done that. What's your number one, Helmet?
That's a great shout, mate. It's so tough to call out a number one. It is. Today, I want to give a shout out to our very first first top five with Scroobius Pip.
Why?
Top five TV. Yeah, you're right. Fuck him. My number one, top five things that annoy me about people on... Top five annoying things that people do on Facebook with Robert Parker.
Oh, do you know what? That was very nearly in mine.
I've gone for very, like... very things that are very hardcore listing for this top five today. And I think, like, when Rob said he was going to do that, I was like, that's so good. And Rob, we met through Pip. And Rob's obviously a rugby world champ. Mm. And all-round lovely fucking bloke.
And actor.
Amongst other things that he does that I always find fascinating as well, and he doesn't work in porn, in case anyone goes, hey, why is he being so like aloof about that? And Rob is just such a funny, nice guy, and he's just one of the boys. When he came round, there was very good energy there.
We'd never met. Oh no, we met him briefly at Lizards, hadn't we?
Yeah,
he turned up at Lizards, and you was getting out. Did you hump his leg?
No, smacking his bum.
Right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not, that's not over familiar.
No. He's a big boy as well, isn't he?
He's a big boy.
I'm a big boy, but he's a big, big boy.
Yeah. I just think that was so funny because, like, again, it's that whole thing of all those annoying things that come out of Facebook. And I think we were talking about the UOK Hun being the epic one. And, like, even now, I still see people do it where they leave this half a comment on Facebook about someone who's pissed them off that day. And then everyone's like, oh, you okay, hon? And then they're like, oh, I'll tell you about it another point. And you think, oh, shut up.
It was one of these, a picture of like a swimming pool in today's office.
Yeah. The humble brag.
Brilliant.
I think that's where the saying, when I said, you cardboard cutout cunt.
That's right.
And that's what Luke Bang Boom heard and went, I want to be their sponsor.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, and that was, it feels so weird that we rarely record in the Within now, just because of the evolution of Zoom and how easy it and COVID, and obviously the fact that, you know, we've all got a lot on our plates, but thinking back to so many of these, they did involve us and a guest sitting around a table, which is something that I do think we should try and
get back to. Well, we can very soon.
Well, when your life's going to change in a bit, work-wise, so hopefully we'll get to... just to clarify, Chris hasn't just been made redundant, by the way. But yeah, it'd be nice to be able to kind of do a bit more of that, because it definitely made for some wonderful, wonderful chats and friendships.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Because he's amazing, like, when you sit with... Like, we'd never really met Rob before or had a chat of him, and he's got a very open and confident personality that within 5 minutes you feel like old friends. Even if you don't, it takes a while. One of the beautiful things about podcasting, I think, is by the end of that hour's chat, you know that if you ever see that person again, it's going to be a cuddle and, how you doing? You all right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
And because people give so much of themselves in that hour, which if you was in a job interview or if you was just sitting in a pub with this person, it wouldn't happen.
No.
But you put a microphone in front of their mouth and, you know, and you say, right, let's go. And it's a different connection, and it's lovely, and it's something that, you know, obviously I've gone on to do a gazillion podcasts because I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, at the moment we're starting our day. It's like it's 8:30 in the morning, and me and you have been completely engaged in laughs and fun and things like that. And it's shout out to you, Glasson, because fucking hell, 5 years, we've had so many chats and we've had such a fucking laugh, and what a fucking adventure it's been. And,
absolutely, mate.
Also, this is the last ever episode, people.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, everyone. we should slip that in.
No, right,
mate, I feel the same. What's your number one?
Okay. Top 5 worst, weirdest comedy gigs. Episode 13 with Brett Goldstein.
It's so funny because that was, you know, when I said I got another twofer, I did top 5 worst, weirdest comedy gigs with Brett Wilson, because both Brett and Rich at points have talked about their worst gigs, haven't they? But
did Rich do it?
No, Brett did the one.
Doc Brown did it.
Brett did what you said, and then Rich actually did. He didn't do that. He just slipped a few in when he came over, because he did villains.
That's right.
Yeah, which was really good. But he did tie into some of the worst, weirdest gigs that Brett had talked about. But Brett's one is so memorable.
The one in Ibiza.
Yeah, that's it. They're both on it.
They were both there, weren't they? That's right.
Yeah.
But to give you a bit of an insight into, I mean, Brett was an Emmy Award winning writer and star of Ted Lasso and Soulmates when we recorded that. You know,
he had made Super.
He'd
Bob
made
at
Super
that point,
Bob, and he'd done Derek, and obviously he was a very established name on the comedy circuit as well. Mm. Yeah. And he'd obviously done Corner Boys with Pip, and it was. The whole experience of that was so good. It was like we went and picked Brett up from the station. He got the train down to Thurrock, and when we got back to mine, my kids had decorated the bar with pictures of Brett, like I was an obsessed fan.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Like balloons with like pictures of Brett's face glued to it. So it was quite weird, but quite, and obviously Brett's just fucking lovely. So he was just laughing. And then the kids wanted to come down and see Brett, and the kids obviously a lot younger then, because they'd seen Super Bob, and they're like, Super Bob's in our fucking garden.
Hmm.
And lovely Brett straight away just goes, right, come on in, let's go on. And he was just on the trampoline with the kids. Yeah. Like, I know, you just think not many people come and do that sort of stuff. Yeah. And it was like, he was so fucking lovely. And so we had a really nice time. And then he'd done two top fives that night. I think he'd done top 5 last lines in films. But his top 5 weird, worst comedy gigs is one of the funniest episodes and weirdest episodes you will ever hear.
If you ever think people just get all they want and achieve what they want in like sort of Hollywood and TV by just luck, you need to listen to that, because that boy is a grafter.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got himself into some interesting situations.
Fuck me. I mean, you see him now and he's constantly on a red carpet with an award in his hand. Like, you listen to what happened when he started first going out to America and the gigs he was playing there, specifically in someone's front room is one of the most mental things you will ever hear. And obviously Brett's a comedian, so he it's so fucking funny. So yeah, that's my number one. Yeah, lovely Brett.
Lovely shout, mate. Lovely shout.
I've got some honourable mentions, if
you
don't
mind. Go on, honourable mentions. Yeah, man, yeah, I've got some too, so you fire away.
Top five things made out of human body parts with Carla Valentine.
Oh, that's incredible, yeah. It was another quite morose one. Yeah, I thought that was really good.
One, just me and you, top five moments that restored your faith in humanity. I really enjoyed that episode. Another one, just me and you, which obviously I think we should revisit at some point. Top five worst things about holidays. And obviously we're both overqualified.
We've been stacking them up, haven't we?
On that.
Top five club nights with Nick Hawks, I thought was really good. Our first live show, top five embarrassing stories, I thought was really funny.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Really, really good, that one, yeah.
Top five Hellraisers with Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, amazing. Well, we gave Matt a shout out earlier, Matt Stocks, when he did top five Mickey Rourke stories. Top five, it's gone now, annoying. There's just so many.
There is. There's loads. And so I guess to sort of wrap this up, again, like MSC, if you're not, you know, even if you, whatever you are, if you're a Patreon, you know, if you happen to choose to hang around with them dangerous loners, if you don't, well done. Because this is spiraling into something fucking sinister, I'm telling you. But yeah, like massive love to you Patreons, because obviously we've got all our Acast listeners and that's great. And obviously we know that yous are those as well. But the fact that...
We keep running because of yous lot.
Yeah.
Simple, straight facts.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes us really do this. It's not so much the Acast sort of stuff, is it, really? 100%. I like it, but I do like dicking around more.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So massive love to yous, because... there's a reason this has been going 5 years, and as much as it brings me joy chatting to Chris, whatever we're chatting about, it's always, I'll sometimes turn up with the fucking ump, and I'll turn up thinking, oh, fuck's sake, it's early in the morning, and like within 5 minutes, I'm forgetting about whatever I'm talking, anything that's on my mind has gone out the window for that hour. And
I completely agree, mate. I was like that this morning. I was knackered, dishevelled. Well, look at me.
Definitely dishevelled.
And it's just turned it right round. So 5 years, mate, half a decade. And here's to the next 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's to the next 5 years. Thanks, you lovely lot.
Thanks to our sponsors, obviously.
Big love to our sponsors.
Charles and Luke have done some cracking top fives, and Simon's now got his foot on the top five thing. He even suggested a good one the other day. So there's that to look forward to. And we might be helping him out with a podcast of his own, hopefully, very soon as well. So
absolutely.
That's for Sam at Academy.
And obviously, Patreons, we've had a few years on there. And reach out if you're a Patreon and you want to do a Patreon episode with us, you're more than welcome. And we'll hopefully see you all next week for a hangout with our wangs out.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.